Good evening, American Fork High School. Welcome here to Davis Cup. We're here on the 11th of October, 2016. My name is Sean McNeil. I'm going to be your percussion judge. Wow, nice intro here, Battery backstage. Here we go, folks.
Kirsten Dupay, Emily Rogers, Ryan Magleby, Jeff Adams, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Nice intro here, folks. Well done. All right, balance across the ensemble. Watch clear that last roll. Just got a little bit thick there towards the end snares. Oh. And we have a band. Great job, folks. Intro. Yeah, nice work basses on your lick there. Snares, nice control coming forward here. Yeah, nice threes. Boy, wide open. Yeah, nice work of the flancers. Yeah, not bad tenor. Just a little bit of rim there for a moment. Yeah, right. Yeah, great moment snare. It's good. Yeah. Yeah, great lead in there with the chromatic scale there in the front ensemble. Really nice writing. Yeah, watch the stick flip there, you guys. It's a little bit thick for a moment. Yeah, nice work with the threes, tenors. Cool. Yeah, great control with the double stops in the front ensemble here on the marimbas. Great work. Like the layering of the ideas here, of course, with the vibraphone counter melody in the background with the ostinato in the front ensemble. Cool. Or in the front line of marimbas. Yeah, nice colors in the front with the tambourine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, great scoring ideas here. Snares to sopranos, tenor to low brass. Brass, not brash. Yeah, just a little bit thick there on the left hand there on the diddles. Yeah, nice texture there with the marching machine in the front ensemble. Yeah, oh, appreciate the mallet choices here in the front ensemble during these with these runs. Yeah, great work. Timpani, yeah. Yeah, tenors, I would even pull back just a little bit through that phrase. I know you guys are so far backstage, but still play that just a little bit more sensitively and compliment the woodwind section there just that much more. Nice control, folks. Yeah, coupling of the break drum there with those accents backstage. Wow. Whew, great package, folks. Yeah, I mean, it's so much of what you're doing is just right on the money. I mean, everything seems to be meticulously placed in terms of the scoring as well as, you know, as well as you guys' technique is just really, really exceptional, all sections. Ooh, beautiful moment here in terms of the scoring in the front ensemble here. Cool. Yeah, nice moment there. Boy, just lyrical in nature. Sonority's richness. Well done. Whew. Battery taking a knee in backstage. Not a Colin Kaepernick knee, but just a knee. Good. Oh, mallet choices are right on the money here, folks. You know, maybe just a little bit more projection here would be nice. I'm just struggling, having to lean in a bit to hear your moving parts. Make sure you're extending through each one of those runs, too, rolling all the way to the release. Yeah, Yeah, and you guys are playing in the lower register, and so projection is going to be a little bit more difficult in the middle and low register. And so that's why I'd say, you know, and with those mallets that you're using, marimbas, boy, beautiful scoring, though. Yeah, well done. Okay, nice battery. Yeah, nice moment. Maybe just a little bit too aggressive for the style of the piece that you want to play there. You know, I'd challenge you maybe just to back off just a little bit in terms of the intensity. But, hey, it works. I mean, you got a big bandage playing with, and so it's nice to be able to play strong at times. But, I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should, question mark. So, I mean, that's up for your ensemble folks to really work out to see if that's something that they really want to do. I just think you've got an opportunity for a little bit, something that's a little bit more sensitive, something that's a little bit more soft in texture. And it feels like it just felt my just a hair on the overplayed side. Yeah, snares. Okay, watch those threes. Yeah, nice lick there. Cool. Good, nice work, folks. That tenor's cool. Yeah, great staging here for the tenor feature there. Yeah, great job, folks. Good. Oh, wow. Nice licks there in the front ensemble, complementing the woodwind feature backstage. Yeah, hold back. Come on, battery. Don't give it. Yeah, great lead in there, folks. You know, even dynamically, you can do a lot more with that in terms of leading up to that ensemble statement with the winds. Ah! Yeah, cool, folks.
Once we accept our limits, we go beyond.
Yeah, nice control battery. Great work. Cool. Yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, transition out of that roll. Just got a little bit fuzzy there for a moment. Yeah, really nice job, folks. Woo. It's really hard to tear that stuff apart, but, I mean, it's not flawless yet, but I tell you what, it's really, really good. I mean, all things considered, I mean, you guys have got great chops throughout the entire percussion section, battery, front ensemble alike. You know, some of the nuanced stuff, I mean, that people really can't appreciate is simple mallet choices in the front ensemble, being able to double certain parts, pulling certain things forward, backing things off. I think there's still some room for some of that, and I'd rely on your ensemble people when you guys are in ensemble rehearsal to really determine what needs to come up and what needs to come back. You know, in that ballad section where the battery was just a little bit heavy, I just would challenge that in terms of your thinking behind that. You might want to pull back just a little bit through that section. Really, it'd be a nice moment just to, you know, do really truly change the moon. I feel like that moment in time, it might have just been a little bit too heavy in terms of writing. All things considered, though, guys, you always put on a good show. No, this program is no exception to that. So anyway, just give a shout out to Nate Siemens. Congratulations on the job this year. Nate and I go way back, so it's nice to know that he's there at American Fork. So have a great season, you guys. I may end up seeing you guys one more time towards the end of the season. We'll see, okay? Thanks, you guys. Great work. Clean it up, and we'll see you guys maybe later this for championships, okay? Bye-bye.